There was some, I don't know, for lack of a better term, the idea of fear porn, clickbait, whatever you want to call it. And this comes from the Washington Free Beacon, and all of Gun Twitter and all of GunTube jumped on it, hit us with the fear porn, with all this kind of stuff. And it's a little disingenuous. So the headline, Biden administration has records on nearly 1 billion gun sales. What? Well, let's break this down a little bit. Let's break this down a little bit. This is by Adam Credo of the Washington Free Beacon. The Biden administration regime is in possession of nearly 1 billion records detailing American citizens' firearm purchase, far more than Congress and the public has been aware of, according to new information from ATF. Now, this all goes to something called the OBR. What's the OBR? It's the out-of-business records. I owned a company, Range Ready Ammo, up in DFW from 2012 to about 2016, 2017. So while I was an active federal firearms license dealer, an FFL, I had to keep every 44-73, and I had to keep it for about 20 years as long as I was in business, and then at which time I could destroy the records. Now, I went out of, we shut down Range Ready Ammo after 5 years, 4 or 5 years. It was an absolute bust. Although, looking back on it, of course, I should have kept it for myself. But when I shut down Range Ready Ammo, what I did is I had to put all of my 44-73s in a box, and I had to send it to West Virginia. Mountain Mama, take me home. Because that's where the ATF office is. It's based out of West Virginia, which is kind of crazy, but yeah. Now, in 2006, in the early 2000s, in this warehouse in West Virginia, the floor collapsed. Why did they collapse? Because of so many paper copies of 44-73s. Go America. So, in 2016, oh, actually, I'm sorry, in 2006, the ATF developed the out-of-business records imaging system. This is from a letter from ATF to the Honorable Michael Cloud, who's a U.S. representative. ATF developed the OBR, out-of-business records imaging system, due to practical concerns about maintaining all the paper records. This legacy system replaced the enterprise, blah, 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 blah. So in 2006, they were given the ability to digitize 4473s and keep them on record. In 2016, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, the GAO, documented, cited, blah, 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 reported that ATF complied with the provisions in the ATF fiscal year 2012, appropriating, prohibiting the use of funds for the consolidation or centralization of firearm records. Now, in 2016, they were found to have been making or digitizing with addresses. So they were kind of making a list. They were making a database. They were ordered by Congress to fix that. So, in the latest findings with this out-of-business records, they are telling GAO, which is the Government Accountability Office, that the only things that they are keeping track of is the firearm and the serial number in case they need to track stolen guns, which they, in this letter, and I'll link to this letter in the chat at mycrusadechannel.com/chat. They used it about 50,000 times a year from 2017 on. In total, I want you to listen to this number. ATF manages 920,664,765 out-of-business records as of November 2021. So they have in their possession almost a billion of these 4473s. Almost all of them are 4473s. And it's current noted that 865 million of them are digitized. So the vast majority of the criminal firearm traces completed by ATF's National Tracing Center, or NTC, are done for state and local law enforcement agencies. So here's the thing. Everybody ran, Legally Armed America, Mr. Guns and Gear, a bunch of guys on YouTube. This is an illegal firearms registry. The Biden administration has access to a billion records of gun owners. Everybody calm down for a second. Everybody needs to just take a breath. Is it an actual registry? No. According to what ATF has told GOA, which is Government Accountability Office, they have a list of serial numbers and firearms. But Government Accountability Office recognized that this out-of-business records division does not capture or store information such as purchaser information in an automated file. Could it be stored somewhere else? Yeah, it could. Could it be easily switched into some kind of database? Possibly. But, A, way to go, USA, USA, because a billion guns. That's what I'm talking about. You ain't going to see any of that Australia stuff going on here. You ain't going to see none of that Aussie stuff going on here. And secondly, I think it's disingenuous. I really think it's disingenuous to say that the government is creating an illegal gun registry with all our information on it, and they're coming for our guns, and they're going to... I've worked with ATF agents. ATF agents happen to be government employees. Which means, of course, and this is what I'm talking about, the Washington Free Beacon writes, as the ATF stockpiles gun records, the Biden administration is seeking to alter a federal law that allows gun stores to destroy their records. This is all, you know what I mean? This idea that it's all fear porn and Gun Owners of America is using it to fundraise. They're all using it to fundraise. But if you actually look through the information, there isn't some kind of registry where if I typed in Justin Redman, it would show me all the guns Justin Redman has ever been or has ever created. But won't stop people from trying to scare you, right? It won't stop people from trying to make you nervous. You know what I mean? The idea is, yeah, there's a billion gun records. Do you think they have enough people to come and get yours? Yeah, that's what I thought. It's all fear porn, folks. It's all fear porn. And it's kind of sad that a lot of people in the gun community jumped on that as quickly as they could. But what are you going to do? It's all about fear, headlines, clickbait today. But I'm telling you right now, there is no gun registry.